bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Happy Hump Day, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Wednesday installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 28th of June, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours. Coming your way in about 5 minutes. Well, the biggest news that happened yesterday is Google saying, holy moly, that's a lot of money. Yes, Google's been slapped with a record 2.4 billion euros. That's about $2.7 billion if you need the exchange rate. Yes, that fine came from the European Commission, because Google's skewing search results in favor of its own shopping services. The European Commission says Google has 90 days to stop its illegal conduct and begin treating other price comparison services equally. Now, of course, Google can't appeal this, and yeah, they will. So this fight is definitely not over. All right, time for Hacker News. Yep, we got more ransomware, people. I know, we just got finished with WannaCry. Yeah, it's time to cry again. Yes, this new ransomware is affecting airlines, banks, and utilities all across Europe as we speak. So no, it's not a good hump day for everybody. No, it's not. Now, most of the damage we're actually hearing is coming from Ukrainian businesses. A whole bunch of systems are compromised there, including state telecoms, even Ukraine's central bank. Even scarier, the attack has affected operations at the Chernobyl nuclear power plant. Yeah, that is scary. So much so, they've switched to radiation manual monitoring. Now, if you want to know what this virus is called, no, it's not WannaCry 2. It's called Petya Ransomware. And it's currently affecting people, as you probably guessed, on Windows machines. Anywhere from XP all the way to Windows 10. And Microsoft PR, of course, is out in force saying they're investigating right now, stating, as with any ransomware, which typically spreads through email, customers should exercise caution when opening unknown files. Duh. In other words, don't click on links from people you don't know. In the meantime, for the rest of us out there, be safe. And maybe go dig out that copy of Linux. And finally, well, Pandora's CEO said, nah, screw it, I'm done. Well, we've heard rumors about this, but apparently these rumors came true. Yes, Pandora's CEO Tim Westergren has announced he is stepping down from the company that he actually co-founded 17 years ago. Now, no, he's not taking that giant leap just yet. He says he'll remain in the leadership position while the company searches for a replacement. If that wasn't bad enough, guess what? President Mike Herring, yeah, he's also leaving, along with marketing chief Nick Bartle. Yep, bye-bye to him too. Now, from Pandora's PR side, we're not really hearing why all these executives are saying sayonara. But one has to speculate, maybe it's about the business not doing so well. So yeah, the next time you walk through the executive offices over there at Pandora, don't be surprised to hear the phrase, abandon ship! If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, our website. As always, check it out for yourself. Get subscribed to our podcast. Check out our review and blog section over there, too. Did I say blog? I think I said blog. Maybe I meant blog. Yeah, yeah. Check that out as well. Also, check out our Facebook page, British Tech Network. Give us a like over there. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And our BTN community over at our Slack room. Come on over and talk to us. We'll talk back with you. You can do that at BritishTech.slack.com. The new show will be back on Friday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 48 hours. But until then, don't click on those email attachments today, okay? Unless that's what you were really expecting, not something from some prince somewhere. Have yourself a great hump day, and thank you, as always, for listening.